time to tell the neighbors the Charlie Evers Show is on. It's time that you can listen to eras long bygone. So email all your loved ones or call them on your phone and tell them Charlie Evers is on. It may be terminal wrinkles, it may be Hillary's hair, it may be on top of the courthouse, you bet old Charlie's there. You may be invited to dinner, but tell them you can't come. The Charlie Evers is on.
Okay, and good morning once again. Boy, it's, April 11th? Yes, it is, April 11th. Wow. Time is flying, and, well, speaking of flying, it looks like this weekend might be a flying time for the weather, with winds that could get up to 50 miles an hour. Now, when you look around town, what 50-mile-an-hour winds, or what could 50-mile-an-hour winds do to some of our trees that could possibly blow over and drag down a power line? Yeah, it happens all the time. But a 50-mile-an-hour wind, that's, well, when you figure you're driving along at 50 miles an hour in your car, you roll your window down, stick your arm out, and see what that's like. See if you can hold your arm straight out. Yeah. I don't know, but we're not going to get the weather that are getting back out in Iowa and places like that where up to 2 feet of snow. Hey, isn't that something? How would you like to live out there? How many people ever move to those states to take up a lifetime existence? You just wonder, why would anyone want to live in the middle part of the country, in the middle northern part of the country? The Dakotas, northern, you know, Iowa and all up through there. My goodness, they have late springs and early winters. You'd have to like that kind of weather. I keep thinking, too, of those people living up in the Canadian provinces, you know, British Columbia, Alberta, Saskatchewan, Manitoba, Ontario, and all those. What do those people do in and to enjoy themselves with warmer weather, because they do not get it for that long a period of time. But here, we know what we're getting usually, and we live with it. I wanted to mention, too, if you win a prize, and I've got some prizes to give away today, we have new hours for our prize pickup. And that's Monday through Thursday, 9 a.m. to 12 p.m., and on Friday from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. That's not much of a change, except Fridays from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. and Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. So with the exception of Friday, we won't be open in the afternoons. It'll be Monday through Thursday, 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. Fridays, though, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. pick up your prize. Okay, 10:20 is the time, and it's not a bad morning. It's a little on the chilly side right now, but they say it's going to get up into the 70s today. Wow, that'd be all right. Oh, that'd make your grass grow. Oh, my goodness. As I looked over my grass the other day, there's parts that need mowing already, but you hate to mow because it seems like once you mow, the grass continues to grow at a faster rate. All right, now, what else is new? I keep wondering, too, the area out there at 95 and 309, where they've cleared out everything. I remember that used to be owned by, I think, the Shivingtons, that whole great big lot there. There were a couple of buildings, and there were trees, and they used to have mounds that they build up for, go-kart racing, things like that. But now that's all being cleared out, and why is it? That would be right at the end. Let me see. Yeah, that would be across from the end of the Engineer Depot area. Now, for sure, do you know what they're going to be doing there? I mean, other than stopping along the road and walking over and asking someone on a Caterpillar or on a backhoe, say, what are you people doing here? And they turn around and say, I don't know. I don't know, but that's a big area there. And it just looks like that would be a great area for something like a Flying J for truckers, because across the road are dozens and dozens of trucks. And, of course, I think there is a repair area in the depot area for trucks. But, yeah, you just wonder. All right. That's right. I haven't even noticed. Are the water towers up yet at Tri Rivers or Tower? I never have looked over there to see. Are they still building, or have they started to build the water tower there at Tri Rivers? 10:22 is the time right now. And so how are you? Are you in a car? You know, I think half of my people, maybe more than that, are in cars, driving to work or going here and there. Because otherwise you go home and you turn on the TV and you forget there's a radio there too. And that's the only way that television has kind of taken over radio somewhat. Because, they have all these different programs that try to attract your attention. But yet, good old radio is there all the time. And a lot of information can be had. Okay, now, if you'd like to call with any information, you know what my number is. 740-383-WWGH or 740-383-9944. All right. Now, what can I ask you today that you don't know that you might be able to tell me and win a prize? Now, I've got two tickets to give away today to the Everyone in Harmony show coming up Saturday, the 27th of April at the Palace Theater. And these tickets could save you a lot of money. I'll give you, if you're a winner, a pair, two of them. All right? Or, if you so desire, a meal at McDonald's. Or, two tickets to Mamma Mia. Now, that's a new play down there in the area of the Tecumseh program. And I don't know what... Does anyone listening know what Mamma Mia is all about? It's subtitled, Here We Go Again. And I'll give away two tickets to that drama. If you're a winner today. And you have to pick up your prize sheet from us here at the radio station. Okay. Well, then I've got that extra large Jags shirt. And I've got not an extra large, but it's a large coffee cup from Jags. Let me reach over here. Yeah, boy, that's nice. It has a deal here where you can sock this down in your cup holder in the car. It has a little rubber band around it so it doesn't slip so easy. Let me see. Let me take the top off. Hello in there. Let me see. There's a note in the cup. It says, care instructions. Hand wash. Okay. Ensure the mug is not overfilled. Don't use it in the microwave. Hand wash only. You don't use bleach or chlorine. All right, do not immerse in boiling water. And keep out of reach of the children. Okay, because you don't want them drinking your coffee. Okay, so that's the deal on the coffee cup from Jags. Are they still running in that television commercial? Jags. Okay, yeah, let me see what else. That's it for prizes today. Now, what do I have for a question? I've got an interesting one in the automotive world. There is a particular vehicle that went into production for the first time recently. And in contrast to the Chevy, that didn't sell so well from Lordstown. This car company started producing something a little different. And it was sold out. Every single one coming off the production line was already sold. Now that is success. Believe me, that is success. Now, can you tell me what the name of the company is and or tell me what the vehicle is? 7403-39944. Can you imagine? Here they come one by one off the production line and already sold, already confined or construed or whatever to dealers across the country that pre-ordered this particular vehicle. And apparently it's just what everybody wanted. Now, what vehicle is that? Oh, boy. And I haven't seen any around yet because, I don't know if there's any around here yet. There soon will be. This particular vehicle is made, I believe, possibly in Ohio. I can't be 100% sure, but I think it is. But what is that vehicle? Sold out already. So they up, I suppose, their production line. Keep cranking them out, boys. They're all sold. Well, 1027 is the time, but what vehicle is that? 7403-39944. Did you hear about it in the news? I did. That's how I got this question. I heard about it in the news. How it was sold out. The first production, this particular vehicle, sold out. Now, boy, the people at Chevy Cruze would have liked to have had that going for them. What was it the Cruze didn't sell very well? Was it the fact they didn't promote it? They didn't advertise enough? I wonder. Or if they didn't say, find new roads to a Cruze. But apparently production overshadowed the buying. But not this other vehicle. Sold as it comes off the production line. And what is that vehicle? It's an automobile. It's not electric. Okay, now, another question, since I haven't received an answer on that yet. There is a pizza company in Ohio that does not have an Ohio title. But it has a kind of an indication. Well, I tell you what it is. It's a pizza called East of Chicago. All right. Now, the East of Chicago pizza actually was originated in Ohio. Can you tell me where? East of Chicago pizza originated in Ohio. And I have seen quite a few times the original location of East of Chicago Pizza. I've bicycled past it many times. Now, where would it be? 10:29 is the time. We're approaching our first break here. And how are you all doing today? You should feel good with the weather being what it's going to be today, way up there in the upper 70s. Well, can you imagine? Oh, it's going to feel so good. Right now, it's a little on the chilly side. But this afternoon, zip, up goes the temperatures. Of course, behind all that, too, let me see, this is Thursday.
Hey, Scott, I bet you cannot guess what my favorite type of animal is.
Cats?
No, dogs. Now, can you guess what my favorite type of dog is?
Black Lab.
No, Golden Retriever. Was there any doubt?
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time, as in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Okay, we're back once again. 10:31's the time. All right, my time is your time, of course. And if you win today, don't forget that you have to pick up your prize. Let's see, Monday through Thursday up till noon today. Then on Friday from 10 in the morning to 3 in the afternoon. Okay, so today is Thursday. And my first question that I've not had an answer to, name the vehicle, the company, the vehicle, whatever, that sold out its first line of cars that came off the production line were all sold out. It's one of the most nice successes you would ever have in new vehicle production. But what's the name of it? 740-333-9944. Or can you tell me, east of Chicago was actually invented in Ohio. And east of Chicago, its original location was not too far from here, really 40-some miles away. Where was east of Chicago first opened? East of Chicago, pizza. 740, yes, we have one in Mary, don't we? What's his name? On Delaware Avenue, there is a East of Chicago pizza there. And the other one, the original one, is the building is still there. I don't know if it's a pizza or a grocery store now. All right, so name the vehicle that was sold out the minute it came off the production line, or tell me what city in Ohio would you find east of Chicago's origins? Or can you tell me, the British Prime Minister. What is her name? The British Prime Minister. And she doesn't smoke cigars. What's her name? So there's three questions. East of Chicago, the vehicle that sold out, and the Prime Minister of England, or Great Britain, whichever way you'd like to pronounce it. Okay. Now, let me see. Going to another car company, there is a very popular brand. Let me see. Is this a pickup truck? I think it is. It's a Chevy, I think, pickup truck. Now, what would its name B. I'm sure, I think I read or saw it in the pictures. What is the title of that pickup truck by Chevrolet? Where is everybody today? Sleeping, perhaps? Is there something better on TV? How about you driving to work today? You could always pull over to the curb and give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. Of course, the best thing to do would be to pre-program your smartphone. So all you have to do is open it up and hit call me. Okay. Oh, what else can I ask you today? I have to save some of these so I don't run out of questions. The Prime Minister of England, and she doesn't smoke cigars like Winnie did. Remember Winnie? Winston Churchill. I once had she was a girlfriend of my grandfather. Her name was Winnie. I can always remember. She wasn't referred to in the best manner. Yeah, old Winnie. Winnie can stand for Winifred. Yeah, I used to work with a Winifred. And, what else could you associate Winnie with? Okay, so much for that, though. All right, now, there is a tree that's still around Marion County that was here when the Indians, of course, a lot of the trees were here when the Indians were here, but this particular tree was a gangly-looking, not really a smart-looking tree, just limbs that went everywhere. Big. Boy, I had a trunk that wouldn't quit, though. Big tree. What was its name? There's a state park named after it, but get this. This state park in Ohio, named after this tree, this state park has no trees of that variety within the park. Now, why did they call it what it's called when there are no trees of that kind? Now, that's interesting, isn't it? But that's the truth. There's a state park in Ohio named after a tree, and that tree is not in that state park. Now, I know that for sure because I watched the TV program with the Ohio Department of Natural Resources people talking about how odd that is to have a state park named after a tree, and the tree is not in that state park. 10:37, and it's Thursday morning, the morning before the big warm-up. It's going to be warmer today than it will be in the next few days, maybe for a week or so. We should have a high in the upper 70s today. Well, won't that be nice? What are you going to do today to celebrate the warmer weather? Are you going to go out and pick up the debris out of your yard? Are you going to just work all day today and look out the window and say, man, I wish I could get out there and enjoy this warmer weather? For those of you in production line somewhere, or in offices, or doing whatever, I know a lot of you would like to be out there and enjoy the warmer weather. Well, you know, eventually it's going to be warm on the weekends. Maybe not this weekend, but 10:37 right now is the time. And how are you all doing? I think this is the longest I've ever gone without a phone call. Maybe I ought to call myself. Okay, 10:38 right now. Our number to call is 7403-39-44. And my questions in review again. What particular vehicle was sold out? The first ones, I don't know how many were on the production line, but those first vehicles were sold, pre-sold. They came off the production line. Now, what was that vehicle? Who made it? And what's it all about? Or can you tell me the most popular Chevy pickup? What's its name? The most popular Chevy pickup. Or what else do I have here? Oh, yes, the tree has a name of a state park. But the tree is not in the state park. I think maybe I ask that another time. In downtown LaRue, there is a tree, if it's still there, that has fruit. That were you to eat any of that fruit, you couldn't whistle for the rest of the day. Now, what kind of a tree would that have been? I wonder if it's still there. Now, it was in the 1990s, I think, when I was last in downtown LaRue, underneath that tree. And it has a fruit that, it's not bad. I think maybe they make pies out of it. I don't know. But if you eat that fruit, you pucker up and you can't whistle. Oh, here we go. Caller. Boy, it's good to know somebody's out there.
How about Burr Oak?
Yes, Burr Oak is correct. Yes. Well,
you know where everybody is?
Yeah.
The robotics contest, National Robotics Contest is going on at the Coliseum.
Oh, no kidding. Oh, no wonder.
There's busload of up there.
No wonder I saw these buses out in the parking lot over at Meijer. Oh, okay.
That's going on, I think, today, tomorrow, and Saturday.
Oh, that is something to see. I was only out there one time and looking at it. I tell you, that is really great.
That is amazing.
Okay. Yep. Hey, Randy, are you eligible for a prize today?
Yes, I am.
Well, good. What would you like?
What do we got today?
I've got McDonald's. I've got Everyone in Harmony, their barbershop chorus. I've got a coffee cup. I got a Jags T-shirt, which would be too big for you.
I'll take the coffee cup.
Okay, that's good. Okay, Randy. I'm glad you're out there.
Hey, okay.
Okay.
Plug it on.
All right. Thanks, Randy.
Okay. Alrighty.
Bye. Bye. Okay, Randy Hensel. Let me write him right down here. He gets the Jags coffee cup. All right. I'm writing that down here. Okay, so that's where everybody's at. The Coliseum is full of people. Okay, let me see here, Randy. Okay. Yeah, I would like to be out the Coliseum. Looking, those kids are, I tell you, they are smart. Oh, my. Yeah, let me see. Let me write this down here. Okay, there we go. All right, and today is the 11th, is it? Yep, all day. Okay. So, that's nice to know. Obviously, our motels are booked up to the nth degree, and the kids are coming to town and spending a little money on food, of course. And good to have them in town. That's such a great thing for Marion. And there are so many people from Marion involved in promoting robotics and this whole thing, especially Tri-Rivers, of course. And it's out the Coliseum. Wow. Good to hear. I wonder if you can, just as a civilian, if you can go in there to watch. Does it cost? Now, there's something that, you know, they need a little bit of publicity, because I didn't know about it, you see. It hasn't been in the news. And now this is something else. You know, we promote Marion Made to the nth degree. I haven't heard, until Randy called, the robotics contest at the Coliseum. I've not heard anything about it or read anything. Because, and that's a big thing for Marion. That's promoting Marion all over the place. Can you imagine these kids coming in from all over, competing in Marion, and telling others, hopefully, what a nice town Marion, Ohio is? Okay. Anyone else out there? What's the name of the vehicle, the company, and the name of the vehicle that was sold out when it started coming off the production line, which is kind of a rarity, really? But it does kind of indicate, and you'll see when we get the answer, it kind of indicates what people really want today in a vehicle. Yeah. Or can you tell me, east of Chicago, pizza originated in Ohio, in a town not too far from Marion, really? It's only like 45 miles from Marion, where east of Chicago first originated. Okay. I say first originated. That's a misnomer, and it originated, period. Not first. First originated mean that did it originate the second time? No. It was formed in a particular town about 45 miles from here. Now, where was that? East of Chicago Pizza. And is Mr. Pickens still the manager of the one in Marion? Yeah. Okay. Or if you were in LaRue and eating the fruit of a particular tree downtown, and now I can't tell you if the tree is still there or not, but when I was the last time was in downtown by the American Legion Hall that used to be there.
Ted, did you know President Harding's dog, Laddie Boy, had a gold collar?
That's not so unusual.
Really?
No, he had a golden collar. I have a golden voice. Tomato, tomato.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
G GTG, BRB, OMW, be there in a few. You may think that these kinds of texts are fine because of their length, and you can easily send them at a stoplight. But no, answering one text can take your attention away from the road for 5 seconds. And traveling at 55 miles an hour, that's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Make good decisions. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Okay, and here's something interesting that I saw the other day. I often watch the Ohio legislature, because it's on Channel 34.2. Not every day, but quite a few days. And here now for weeks, they've been hearing protests or conversations, you might say, about pro or anti-abortion. But one of the speakers the other day was so, dramatic to a degree, and the TV camera showing the speaker also was showing a person behind the speaker seated. And that person behind the speaker had his head bowed. And I thought, boy, there's somebody really religious. They're praying while this guy was up speaking. And then the camera, or the speaker, moved a little bit. And what did I see? Yeah, you guessed it. The guy had his head bent down, texting on his smartphone. That's right. Here's this very dramatic speaker testifying, and the guy behind him was not paying any attention to him, but had his head bowed and his thumbs texting on his smartphone. That's life today, isn't it? That is life in the, 21st, is this the 21st century? Whatever it is. How's it going to be in another 5 years? And 5 years ago from today, would we have been this engrossed in texting? Well, maybe 5 years ago, but how about 10 years ago? Well, 10 years ago, we didn't have the smartphones like we have them today, where you can find out anything you want to know on a smartphone? You just type in your quest, and there it pops up. And sometimes a lot of other things, too. But it's so fascinating that anything you want to know, you can find on your little smartphone. If you can afford the monthly charge, of course. They're not free. Oh, yeah. And then you can download these apps. Now, some apps are free. Some apps cost money. And when they cost money, you have to submit your credit card information. So, how are you doing on your smartphone? Do you have a lot of apps that you've paid for? Or do you have the free ones? You know what I like? I like downloading the app that shows airline information or where all the planes are that are in the air. And a lot of times, you'll see like a whole picture full of airplanes, and you can tap your finger or on one of those planes, and on the screen it will tell you where that plane is going, where it started from, how fast it's going, and what altitude it's flying at. On your smartphone, can you imagine? And sometimes you wonder, like when you see airliners coming out of the southwest and flying over the city of Marion, did you ever wonder where they're coming from, where they're going? Am I the only one curious enough to want to look that up? Yeah, a lot of times when they come out of the southwest, they're coming from Texas or even Dayton, Ohio, and heading toward New York. But I'm curious, and I like to know. Okay, so I was curious the other day when I had that MRI. And what does MRI stand for? That's another question today. It's now 10:50 Eastern Daylight, Eastern Standard Time. What do the letters MRI stand for? Now, some of you, just like me, have had your trip through the big tunnel, the MRI tunnel. And, you know, they want to know if you're claustrophobic because, you know, you're on this tray. And the tray goes into this tunnel, which is nothing at all, really. And if you're claustrophobic, you just close your eyes and you wouldn't even know where you're at, except for the noise or the sounds you hear in your earphones and so forth. But what does MRI stand for? Yeah, MRI. And to go into that little tunnel, you have to make sure that you have no or nothing made out of steel or that would be attracted by a magnet. Because inside that tunnel is this very, very powerful magnet. And it's so complicated, technology, you know. Technology is something else that unless you're enrolled in a course of that kind of technology, you wouldn't know what it's all about. All I know that it involves very powerful magnets. But what does MRI stand for? What do those initials stand for? 7403839944. Okay, now let's see, what else do we have? Reminder again, if you win today, you have until noon to pick up your prize. And tomorrow, if you win, you've got till 3 p.m. Or if you don't want to, if you won yesterday and you feel you won't be here today, why come in tomorrow till 3? Okay, and yesterday's winners were, let's see, Judy, Terry Klein, Sharon Russell. Today's winner, Randy Hensel. And where are you? Are you at the Coliseum watching the robotics? That is so fascinating. How do all these kids sock that much information into their brains? Wow. To me, it's so fascinating how these kids, now there must be something between their understanding and our misunderstanding. Excuse me, I got a frog, and I think it's a spring frog in my throat, called a Hylas crucifer, meaning peep frog. But what is it that stands between children learning all about computers and the language and the information that goes into a computer? What's the difference between them and us would have such a hard time learning? Now, there's something basic. If we could just discover that, those of us who are older would also be able to understand and maybe program computers. But there is something standing in the way. Unless we enrolled in a course, of course, and spent a lot of time studying, maybe we could program a computer or compete with the younger generation. Wow. Now, there has to be something mentally that's keeping us from being open and accepting the information that's available. As we get older, are we more in doubt as to, you know, what we're hearing, what we're learning? What is it? There has to be one thing between the learned and the not so learned. Okay. That's my lecture for today. Okay, what else do we have here? Name that vehicle. I'll tell you what, if I don't get that vehicle named by 11 o'clock, I will give you the name of it, just so I don't have to keep talking about it. That vehicle is a very popular vehicle that's been on the market. The brand has been on the market for, about 80 years, 70-some years. So what is the brand? And what's the vehicle? It's something this particular company used to, back in 1947, brought out a Jeepster. It was kind of like a Jeep station wagon. Now you know what the brand name I'm looking for is. Jeep. And in 1947, I remember my brother-in-law bought one. Had it for quite, I think it had a four-cylinder engine in it. And it had a lot of room. But apparently they were here and gone. But boy, I tell you, this new Jeep vehicle is really making inroads. Can you tell me what it is? 10:55 and a half is the time. So what are you going to do this weekend? Are you going Easter egg hunting? Oh, my goodness. Now, what's in Easter eggs when you go on Easter egg hunts now? It's not a boiled egg, is it? No. It's a plastic shell, usually with candy in it. Because by now they figure you've not had enough Valentine candy to keep you going. So now is the time to load up on candy once again. And knowing you did have quite a bit of candy over the Christmas season, and before that, Halloween. Boy, have you ever seen so much candy given away as we give away now in Trunk or Treats around Halloween? And now we have the Easter eggs, the plastic Easter eggs, and I'm sure they're not boiled eggs anymore. But do any of you ever decorate boiled eggs like we used to? You know, you could buy kits in a drugstore, a dime store, for less than a dollar, usually, way back then. And you could put some this coloring in water and dip your egg in it and color your egg. Remember that? Well, I guess you can still do that, can't you? I don't know, but would the younger generation today be satisfied with picking up boiled eggs? And if you did pick up a boiled egg to eat, you would have to make sure that it's fresh. Because like I've told you several times, my mother had a cracked boiled egg in the refrigerator for several days and decided she better eat that before anything happens to it. Well, it turned out she should have eaten it before because it had developed salmonella. And when she ate that boiled egg, she started turning purple and was rushed to the hospital just in the nick of time to get treatment to pull out of the salmonella poisoning. So maybe it's a good thing there are only plastic eggs around anymore and not the boiled variety. But if you so desire, you can buy the coloring and still color Easter eggs. But today, how many young people would eat a boiled egg? That's a good question, isn't it? How many of our younger generation would be happy with a boiled egg? Now, I eat boiled eggs in salads, and they're really good. Boiled eggs are good for you. And but how many kids would really go after or be satisfied with an Easter egg hunt that featured real boiled eggs? Or what's the name of that Jeep vehicle that's being produced that sold out already? What is that new Jeep vehicle called? 740-333-9944. It's 10:59 Eastern Time. And is everybody out to Coliseum right now? Everybody must be somewhere else. 10:59. Okay, and here in a few seconds, I'm going to tell you what Jeep variety that is so popular already. And it's just new, brand new. Maybe you've seen pictures of it. Okay, here's what it is. It's the brand new Jeep Gladiator pickup truck. That's right. A Jeep Gladiator pickup truck. And people like the looks of it so much, they pre-ordered it. And for, I don't know how many pre-orders.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP, Marion, Ohio. The place to talk. From broadcasting legends Charlie Evers and Marianne Michaels. Marianne, what, 30 years in Marion City Schools?
Yes.
Did you ever think you'd live to see the day?
No. I mean, that was atrocious, I think. Absolutely horrible. No, never had anything like that. I'll tell you what, I can't ever think of a student that I didn't like.
Yeah.
And I mean that sincerely.
Well, you know, it's funny, though, because Mary Ellen Withrow was in here last week, and we talked about Hillary, and she said one of the biggest obstacles she will face is because they're harder on women.
They certainly are.
Who get older than
yes.
men.
Yes.
Yeah. Hillary needs a new hairdo, though, I'll say that.
See, you...